when we last were together, when we were in a very different world than we are now, we did the bulk of Siman Shin Kaf, beginning with Sechitas Peiros and going on to Visuk Sheleg. We're now going to attempt to finish Siman Shin Kaf and the sugya of Sechitas Begadim. As we'll see, Sechitas Begadim touches not only on Mefarek, which is the topic of Siman Shin Kaf, but on Kibbutz, which is likely, according to Rabbi Melis, according to most of Rishonim, a Talada of Melabein as well. So let's start with a Gemara on Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, where the Gemara has a Memra of Rava. There are a number of Memras of Rava, but one of them is nine lines in the bottom. V'yamir Rava, Lo lihaduk inish udra bepuba deshisha. A person should not insert, should not plug in an udra. Rashi says, muchin shesos menem piapach, some kind of cloth that you use to plug up the opening of a pach, a jug, bepuma deshisha, in the mouth of a shisha is a pach. So you shouldn't insert some piece of cloth into the mouth of a pach, the mouth of a jug, dilma asi lide schita, lest you come to schita by presumably squeezing out that piece of cloth. So Rashi here says we're talking about a pach. Presumably a pach is a pach shemen, that's how we usually associate pach, that's what Tosfos writes explicitly, and daskif yud aleph, dibur masal haim mesukhrais l'dinizaisa, where Tosfos Rashi says pach shemen, but that's presumably the intention of pach, that it's a pach shemen. So a person should not insert a piece of cloth into this pach shemen, lest you come to schita. What is the concern? What is the nature of the schita that is referenced here? Says the Ritva, kufim aleph amid aleph dimaskal lo, perish v'ika mishom mefarik. That this is a classic schita of mefarik, that the concern is you may be removing the shemen that gets absorbed into the cloth from the cloth. Kevin de la'azli ibud, inasmuch as that shemen is going to be caught in the kli, in the pach, and not going to go to waste. Kevin de orche v'hachi chashina. So the Ritva says there's a concern, zera atu, that you shouldn't insert the muchin into the spach, lest you come to squeeze it. But if you were to squeeze it, that would be a malach of mefarik, of extracting the shemen from this piece of cloth. So the Ritva, likely Rashi, but more explicit than the Ritva, understand that if you have shemen absorbed in a cloth and you were to wring that out, that would be a violation of the malacha of mefarik, at least where the shemen is not holech li'ibud, as the Ritva says. Okay, so that is Gemara 1 to note. And this very much relates to Gemara 2, which is the Gemara probably more famous to most of us from the beginning of Ksubis than from Shabbos. But Ksubis Avav Med Aleph, Shabbos Kuf Yud Aleph on the very bottom. Kuf Yud Aleph Med Aleph Antam Abayz. The Gemara quotes a memra of Rav Simi Bar Chia Mishvei de Rav, Hai Misachraya Dinazaisa, Asla Duke Biyamatava. What is a Misachraya Dinazaisa? Says Rashi, Beged Korachin Bibarza. It's a piece of cloth that you wrap around a spout. Chavit shel cheres, mimnei she'ein hanakev shava. So you have this stopper, let's say, in this chavit shel cheres, in this barrel, this earthenware barrel. Rashi Ksuba says gigas shel shechar. It's a barrel or a vat storing beer. So you have some kind of a hole in this beer vat through which you access the beer, and you're plugging up this hole with some kind of a stopper, and you're wrapping a piece of cloth around this stopper.
So next week's parsha. By Yisachar Rumayim Nostahom. So Yisachariah.
Okay.
So by Yisachar Rumayim Nostahom.
Okay, good. So that's what Rashi says. Beged korachin bevarza chavah shal karachim neisha eina nakev shava. So the reason that you need this beged is because the nakev is uneven. So if you're not going to plug it up, then there's going to be leakage. So you have to plug it up with some kind of a beged. So haim v'sukhraya din ezaisa. So this beged that you're using as a to plug up the hole in the stopper of this beer vat, asur laduke biyom latava. So you can't insert it, you can't tighten it in the hole on Yontiv Huadin Shabbos. Why? Says Rashi, Mishum Schita. It's a problem of Schita. The context of this Gemara is that the Gemara is bringing this as a, in the context of the discussion, Chitas of Shimon, that we'll talk about a little bit later, that Darvashen Miskavein on Shabbos is Mutter. The Gemara assumes that we're talking about, even if there's going to be Schita to Darvashen Miskavein, it's an unintentional result. So that should be Mutter, and yet this Maimer says that it's Usser. And Gemara says, even if Shimon agrees, B'psikreishe v'lo yamas, where the result is inevitable, that's not a Darvish Shein Miskavin, the Shimon is Matri. So we'll come back to that a little bit later. But for now, let's just focus on what is the concern, what is the Schita that is potentially risked by the Mahadeh, the Mesechrayi, the Nezaisa on Yantiv or on Shabbos. And Rashi just says Schita, he doesn't explain. Tosfos, both here and in Ksubas Daf Vav and Aleph, the Tosfos in Ksubas is a little bit more expansive, and also in Sefer Yashar Chidushim, Chelek HaChidushim, Simen Reish Pei Gimel, Rabbeinu Tam Sefer Yashar Chelek HaChidushim, Simen Reish Pei Gimel. So Rabbeinu Tam is presented as saying that when it comes to Schitas Begadim, there are potentially two concerns that could exist. Sometimes we may be concerned about the Schita of Mefarek, which is how we just saw at least the Ritva on Kufim Aleph. Sometimes we may be concerned about a different kind of Schita, which is the Schita of Mechabes as a Talada of Milabe. So we'll talk a little bit later, or next time if you don't get to it, about some of the basics of Milabein. But for now, Milabein is a Melechus HaMishkan. Milabein is a form of cleansing, scouring, bleaching. We'll see that maybe Machlokas, the wool as part of processing wool. Mechabes, the Rambam presents, as we'll see, is a tolada of Milabein, cleansing material, and schitas begadim sometimes may be mishum mechabes. When do we apply mechabes? When do we apply mefarek? According to Rabbeinu Tam, so Rabbeinu Tam assumes that the schitas beged of melabein is only relevant where you're squeezing out water. If you're squeezing out water, that causes cleansing, cleaning of the beged. As opposed to, if you're squeezing out shar mashkim, if you squeeze out shemen, if you squeeze out wine, so that's, that, if anything, may cause the beged to get dirty. It's not cleaning the beged. And Tosos, according to Beinu Tam, here in Exubis, brings multiple rayas from Gemaras that are gozer otur shkita specifically in the context of mayim and not shar mashkin. Gemaras that only talk about it considered a shkita in a mayim context, not in a shar mashkin context. So, for example, the Gemara on Kufya Gimel Amud Beis that a person is not allowed to walk through water under normal circumstances on Shabbos because we're concerned that you may come to violate shkita of your clothing after you walk through water. Or the Gemara on Kufman Zion of the Days, that you can't carry a towel on Shabbos, a wet towel, lest you come to be soaked the water out of the towel. So there you see, other Gemaras as well, that we're concerned about shkita specifically in the context of water and not shar mashkin bibagadim, as opposed to Kuf Lamites on the Days. There the Gemara says, Nisanin Esayayin Bisidarin, you're allowed to filter out sediment from wine using a cloth. And apparently they were not worried about shkita of yayin out of that cloth. So Rabbeinu Tam says, if you're squeezing out water, that's a violation of the melabein, the chavez flavor of shkita. However, when it comes to shar mashkin, even though, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, when you're squeezing out water, it doesn't make a difference whether you use that water or don't use the water, because the thrust of the melacha is the effect that the action has on the beged, nothing to do with what you're extracting from the bag. And when you're squeezing out water, you're cleaning the bag on some level. So it doesn't make a difference whether the water is holichli ibud or not. However, Bein Tam acknowledges there is the other flavor of shkitas begadim as well, and that is the mefarik shkitas begadim, and that applies when it comes to shar mashkin. If you're squeezing out yayin, if you're squeezing out shemen, that's a mefarik type of shkita. But there, that's only going to be a malacha, definitely only going to be malacha deraisa, if you are capturing using the extracted substance, not where it is holeich li'ibud. And that's the kind of skita, Rabbeinu Tam understand, that we saw on Kufim Aleph of the Udra Bepuma Deshisha. That's the skita of mefarik when you're squeezing out a baguette that has shemen in it. So based on this analysis, Rabbeinu Tam is bothered with this misuchrayid in his isa. So what's the skita concern over here? We're talking about a vat of beer. We're not talking about mayim. So we can't be worried about the malabein skita because it's shar mashkin. And if we're worried about the mefarik shkita, well, isn't this holeich li'ibud? Because we're assuming, the way Rabbeinu Tam is framing the question, we're assuming that the hole is on the side of the vat, and if anything is going to be squeezed out, it's going outside of the vat, not being caught. So that's why Rabbeinu Tam, in one yishuv, which appears in Tosfos Ksuvos, and one of the yishuvim in the Sefer Yashar, assumes that the whole concern of the Christ of the Zaisa in our Gemara has nothing to do with Skit at all. It's a concern about binyan, that you're mevatel the cloth into the vat. You're making it into a dofen. So it's a bona issue, not a sochet issue. Right, the other way out of it would be if we're talking about Hokimta, where it's not holich libud. But that's Shita Sabbeinu Tam, that there are two types of shkita when it comes to shkita spagadim. One of Malabim, which applies to Mayim, irrespective of whether the water is holich libud or not. One of the farek that applies to shar mashkim only where the extracted liquid is retained and not where it is holeich li'ibud. And then Tosfos presents the position of the Ri that Schita de Meladen may apply even Bishar Mashkin. So the Ri has the possibility that there may be situations in which you could violate both, that you could do an action potentially that could violate both Meladen and Mefarik. But even though the Rebbeinu Tam assumed that if you're squeezing out Shar Mashkin, you can't call that Meladen because it doesn't cleanse the garment, the Rebbeinu assumed that in the Nida Mesuyemet, it cleanses as well. That it's, the way Tosa says it here, it's Meladen Ksas. Not the same way as water, but there may be some improvement to the Beged, even where you're squeezing out Shar Mashkin, and therefore, according to the Ri, we understand why there's an Isser of the Mahadik, the Mesechraisa, the Nezaisa, even if the Mashkin are Holechli Ibud, because that's still a violation of the Mislavein kind of Schita. What about Rabbeinu Tam's Rayus from various Gemaras that only goes there Schitas the Gadim Atu Mayim and not Atu Shar Mashkim. So the Ri will say, the Ri says, that even though it's true that Bishar Mashkim you could have a Schita of Meladein, but that doesn't mean that every time you encounter a situation where you potentially may come to be Sochit Shar Begadim from Shar Mashkim, that Chazal had to be Gozer. It's still a lesser concern. There's a lesser benefit from that kind of a schita. The Lashon Ari and Artos was that the tam v'reach are nisharim v'begadim, that even if you're squeezing out wine, there still will be more of a residual effect of the wine in the beged even after you squeeze it out. So v'chiyagam in a chanam, if you do squeeze it out before, well, that's going to be a violation of liba, of mislabim. But that doesn't mean the Chazal needed to be gozer in every such situation, utu that kind of a schita. Okay. Now, in the Rambam, seemingly is cholik on Rebbeinu Tam and does not hold that there's any concern of mefarek when it comes to schitas begadim, even schitas begadim of Shar Mashkin. In the Rambam, it sounds like the only concern of note when it comes to schitas begadim is the schita of melabin, the schita of mechabes, not the schita of mefarek. So you see this, for starters, the Rambam in Perek Tes, the Rambam is talking about their raisas, Perek Tes Halacha Yud. The Rambam only presents Schitas Begadim in the context of Melavin. There's no reference to any Schitas Begadim issue in the context of Dash, Mefarik. So the Rambam writes Perek Tes Halacha Yud. HaMelavin Eset Samar Osa Pishta Osa Shani V'chein Kol Chayosev Ezev Mashidarka L'Slavin Eschayif. Skipping Halach Yud Aleph, Hamachabes Begadim Areyu told us Melabein V'Chayev, Vasochid Es Beged Ad Sheyotzi Yamayim Shabo Areyu Hamachabes V'Chayev Shaskita Mitzarchei Kibasu Kamo Shagasa Mitzarchei Habishal. Okay, so here when it comes to the Daraisas, the Rambam only introduces Schitas Begadim in the context of Mechabes, Melave, not in the context of Dash Mefarek. And then when the Rambam much later gets to the Drabonans in Perakaf Bey's Halacha Tesvav, HaMechabes Chayiv Yishu Melavein V'yatsochei Ksus Chayiv V'bnei Shehu Mechabes Lefika Asur Litcho Matlis Omoch V'chayotzi Behen V'fiyashisha, that's kufim aleph. Chayotze ba'kedei l'sasva shema yavel lidei schita. Ve'imakantim b'svog elam ken yesh ba'beis achiza shelo yischot. So the various examples the Gemara has of a concern of Shema Yiska when it comes to a Beged, the Rambam presents exclusively in the context of Atu Schita de Mechabes, no reference to Schita de Melabe. So it doesn't sound like the Rambam entertains any possibility of Schita de Mefarik when it comes to Schita Spagadim, not like the Ri. The Kesem Mishnah notes, this is back in Perek Tes, Halacha Yud Aleph. So he quotes the Ramban and Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, and he quotes 2 points in the Ramban. Number one, the Ramban quotes the Rambam as saying that Soched is Mishum Malabe, so Magen Mishnah agrees with that. And then he quotes the Ramban as saying within the Rambam that there's also Kibus when it comes to Yayin, not only when it comes to Mayim. So first guy, the Mishnah says, "L'chaver Mashu did Rabbeinu behepach, did b'mayim da'afkechait." So he writes, we'll see in a moment why this is a little bit difficult to take at face value, but he says, it seems like at first glance, the Rambam only presents the schitas begadim of kibbutz when it comes to schitas mayim. Elisha Perikov days Kazava Sochi Ksus Chayev, the Neshub Mechabis, the Fikaf Asr Lichot Matlis Almoch, etc., which is the Ram we just saw, Shema Yavali de Schita, Umidelo Pirish de Bashisha Mleyamayim, Dafka Mari, Efshalomer de Bashar Mashkin Nami Chayev, the Stamashisha Shar Mashkin Yeshva. So it sounds like the Kesem Mishnah's starting point is the Rambam doesn't write beferish anywhere that you're chayiv for schitas begadim mishum mechabes for anything other than water. So how do we know that the Rambam indeed would extend it to shar mashkim? And he says, well, on the other hand, the Rambam's talking about cases of squeezing that begadim that you put in vats and chavios, so presumably that's not limited to water. But as the Avnei Nezer points out in Arachayim Kufnun Ches Os Yud Gimel, Kufnun Ches Os Yud Gimel, you would have expected the Kesem Mishnah to do better, because Kesem Mishnah quotes Perek Kaf Beis Halacha Tes Vav, where, yeah, the Rambam quotes three different Gemaras of various concerns of Schita, where you insert a Beged into some kind of container, or use a sponge, or the Misachray de Zaisa type of Hiduk. But then the Rambam in Halacha Tezayin there, Kaf Beis Tezayin, Nishra Lochavis B'Shabbos, Matzli Mena Mashit Sarach L'Shabbos Lo L'Orchav, Uvash Lo Yisfog B'Yayin Ayitapeh B'Shemen. Shem Yasa Gedereshu Osa Bechol Shem Yavo Lidei Schita. Right, so that's the first halacha, the first mission Perichavis, which we skipped on our way to the Schita Sugis that we've been dealing with. But that's explicitly talking about a concern of Schita Begadim of Yayin Vishem. So it's a little bit perplexing why the Kesem Mishnah seems to just point to Halacha Tesvav as Mistimas Lashono indicating that maybe it shouldn't just be Mayim, even though the Rambam's not explicit, and not to Halacha Tezayin, where the Rambam seems to be a lot more explicit in raising the concern of Sechitas Begadim when it comes to Yayin v'Shemesh. But be that as a way, be that as it may, what does seem clear is that in the Rambam, we're only concerned about Sechitas Begadim in the context of Mechaveh, not in the context of Mefarik, and the Pashtus is that for the Rambam, that's true across the board, Bein v'mayim, Bein v'shar mashkin. Now, just as a ha'ara, a little bit of Maimar Muskar, why would we want to make that distinction? Why would we want to say that Sechita is why would we want to say that the Rambam possibly that Sechita Svegadu is only a Mechabis concern and never a Mefarik concern, not like Rebbe Gatav, not like Rashi? So the Meiri has a line on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis on the Mishnah, the opening Gemara is there that lists the Malachos. So the Meiri references what we haven't really spoken about yet, but we get to Chaliv and Mirtz Hashem we'll have to talk about, which is what Tosas writes there and in other places, that Ein Disha Shalom Gedulei Karka, that the Malacha of Dash only applies to Gedulei Karka, and not to unnatural materials. So the Meiri says, Shema Tomar, Ayin Gimel Mabez, V'kol Atzma Shel Shmua Ratzalomer Ein Disha Le Gedulei Karka, Heyach Afshel Amida. So how do you entertain such an idea that Ein Sechita Ela the Gedulei Karka? So, though we know that Sochid is Mishum Mefarik, and Sochid applies to Begadim, and Begadim are not Gedulei Karka, he assumes in his question. Ela Shemixas Ravanu Kasvu, Shalom Namar Beskita Dim Mefarik, Ela Beskitas Peros. If you say like the Rambam, that no, there is no notion of Sechita de Mefarik when it comes to Begadim. Only concern of Begadim is one of Malabin, one of Mechabes, not one of Mefarik. So then at least you've gotten around that problem if you want to hold that Ein Sechita Ein Disha El Begidulei Karka.
The Rambam holds that Holi is also
That's not Pashuk. We'll talk about that when we get to Chaliva. I think I have to say that the cow is Gedulei Karka. So the definition of Gedulei Karka may be very expansive in this context. We'll have to talk about that when we get to Chaliva. But at least in this limited context, the Meiri picks on that as at least on some level a incentive to distinguish as the Rambam does. Yeah.
Wait, was it
Ein Disha
Begadim
Karka
or
Ein
Sechita
Begadim Karka? Ein Disha, but Sechita is Mefarik, which is Dash. I mean, if Ein Disha would do the Karka, so the Tola, there's also an early potential to do the Karka.
What did the Ri say?
The Ri says that when it comes to Shar Mashkim, even Sechita the Malabin could apply to Shar Mashkim. Shar Mashkin may be subject not only to Sechita de Mefarik, but Sechita de Melavein, even though it's true that squeezing out Shar Mashkin doesn't cleanse the way water does, but it still cleanses at least to some extent, and that may be enough to consider it Sechita de Melavein. Okay. So what do we assume, lahalach, or at least what emerges in Shulchan Aruch as far as let's present it as Machlokas or Bein Tam of the Reef for the moment, whether there is Kibbutz B'Shar Mashkim. Mechaber writes in Simen Shin Yud Tes Se'if Yud, the Gemara that we referenced earlier, the Tosas quoted, Yayin Amayim Shem Tzlulim Mutter L'Sananan B'Mishmeres Mishmeres. This is the Boer Simen. So if you have clear wine or water, you can strain it. Aval Besuder, you can strain with a strainer. Aval Besuder, but to use a cloth, Mayim Aser Mishum Liban. If you were to strain or try to filter water using a cloth, that would be a violation of Liban. V'yayim Mishar Mashkin Mutter. But using a sudr to strain yayin mishar mashkin is mutter. So it sounds like the Mechaber is saying we're only worried about kibbutz when it comes to mayim, not when it comes to shar mashkin. Not like the reef. We should also look, while keeping your finger on the place there, for those of you who have the old-fashioned kind of a safer, I guess no one. So you can open another tab. So the Mechaber then in Shin Lamed Dalid Se'if Kaf Dalid, don't feel that there's something to holding a sefer in your hand? Is that a generational thing?
That's what just me.
So the Mechaber in Shin Lamed Dalid Se'if Kaf Dalid, this is in the context of the leka, what you're allowed to do to prevent the spread of a fire. Yesh omrim she'ein yachol iten alav mashkin kedei she'yichbe k'shagilem. V'yesh omrim shemutr lasas kein b'shar mashkin chutz min amayim mishem kibbutz. V'yesh matir mafil b'mayim v'divrei sfarashein is nira. So the Mechaber does have this yesh omrim in the middle that in the context of kibbutz distinguishes between shar mashkin and mayim. Now back to Shin Yud Tes, even though at first blush the Mechaber seems to be assuming that Schita the Mechaber only applies to mayim and ashar mashkin, take a look at the Mishnah Berurah Sukkot Lamates. Right, where the Mechaber says shar mashkim is mutter, the lo shayich b'hu shema yiskot she'ena beged miskabes and mislabin al yadam, because we're not worried that you may come to schita, because by shar mashkim there's no kibbutz affected by the squeezing out of the shar mashkim. Vafilu and Tim Salomar Degamal Yad Mislabing Sas. But even if you'll say, you'll acknowledge that by Shar Mashkim there is some limited effect of Liban. Mikal Makom Lo Chayshina Lischita De'ena Choshesh Lissachta De'ena Yachal and Akosa Marecho V'chazusa L'tzarech Mashka B'luva Gamken Ein Derech Lissachta. So Mishmur says, it's not necessarily the case that Se'if Yud is paskening the Hechleit that Mislabin only applies, Mechaber only applies to Mayim and Ashar Mashkim. All the Mechaber says is that you can distinguish between Mayim and Sharmashkim as far as using a Sudar as a stringer, as far as whether we would be Gozer or Choshesh, that if we allowed you to use a Sudar as a stringer, you may come to Shkita. So Mishabur says it could be that in a Hanami there would be a violation of Mechabes, even Bishar Mashkim, the Sudar. But as Rabbi himself said, as we saw, that doesn't necessarily mean that we have to be gozer up to every such situation. Because the likelihood that you may come to Skita may be more limited, as the effect of the Skita Bishar Mashkim is more limited, so we may not, or Chazam may not have seen it necessary to be gozer in as broad a spectrum of cases. So it could be in a Hanami, in principle, to actually squeeze out a bag of Bishar Mashkim may be a violation of Liban, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we would have been gozer atu that kind of a schita. So even if you hold like the Ri, you could still accept this psak that there's a distinction between using a sudar as a strainer for mayim as opposed to using a sudar as a strainer for shar mashkin. Then in light of that, let's jump to Shin Kaf Tesayin. That was the din we started with of the Muchen in the Pach. So the Mechaber writes, Shin Kaf Tesayin, Aser Lahadek Muchen Befi Pach, Sheyesh Mashkin, Mishim Schita. So you're not allowed to insert this cloth in the mouth of the jug, lest you come to Schita. Says the Mishabura Memdalid, Umayri kishahem lachin min amashkin shevasal chakli. We're talking about where there is a moisture from the liquid. Vafilu hem asuyin lakach nami yasa mishinta behidu kamuchin v'soch piyapach bali de Schita shehi toladas libun. So the Mishabur first explains that here we're concerned about Liban, right, which would be Shitas HaRambam, not the way Rashi and the Ritva explained the Gemara. But then he writes, "Afilu lasover in the Bishar Mashkin chus mimayim ein bo mishum malavein." And even if you hold that there's no malavein Bishar Mashkin, which would then, if you hold that there's no malavim bishar mashkim, and you have this gemara of a pach shemen, so how else are you going to understand it other than if you hold that there's no malabin bishar mashkim, and we're talking about shar mashkim here, so you have to say that it's mishum mifarik. Mikamakam aser sheyosei amashka b'lu abo v'novil socha pach v'avi b'chal disha. So then you have to say that this is the mefarik kind of schita. If it's not holy, but Now there is one other possibility. In terms of the application of Mechabes B'Shar Mashkim, and that's a suggestion made by the Taz. The Taz in Sukkot and Yud Beis, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot and Nun Hei, Shin Kaf Yud Beis. So the Taz suggests that even though, in principle, Malabin only applies to Mayim, but it also applies to white wine. Because white wine could have the same effect as water in terms of melabin. So if that's the case, the Mechaber in Simen Shin Yud Tes redistinguishes between Mayim and Yayin for the Sudar HaMasanein, so there he may be distinguishing only between water and red wine. But in a Hanami, white wine would be the same as water. And then you potentially could view some of the Shin Kaf cases, talking about Shar Mashkim, as talking about white wine exclusively, which we may come back to when we get to Sif Yud Ches. And finally, there's one more sheet in Rishonim just to note. The Ramban that we referenced earlier on Kuf Yud Aleph has the suggestion that Schitas Begadim is a violation of Tzoveya. He actually says, Tzoveya Umalabin. So the Kazmish is bothered, what does that mean? How could it be Tzoveya and Malabin? What does it mean that it's Tzoveya? The Rav Avner has a suggestion, Shevet Alevi, Chelek Aleph, Simen Sadi Zayin, Chelek Aleph, Simen Sadi Zayin, that maybe the Ramban doesn't really mean Tzoveya in the classic sense, but Tzoveya as a kind of borrowed term for a different kind of kibbutz. That the classic kibbutz is if you're squeezing water out of a beged, so that's the beged is mislabein ayde the kibbutz. The beged widens literally, or the beged gets clean by squeezing out the water, comes back to its natural color. So maybe if you have a colored beged that has wine in it, and you squeeze the wine out, so then that's going back to its natural color as such. So it's really, if you have water out of a white baguette, let's say, or really any baguette, and you squeeze the water out, it goes back to its natural color. But if you have a baguette where the wine is a similar color to the baguette, and you squeeze out the wine, so then maybe in some sense that's cleansing it, and it really means soveya as a kind of melabin by colored garments. Okay, take that or leave it. And just to note that position of the Ramban. Okay. Now back to Mitzchrayim and Zaisa. As we said, the context that the Gemara is raising is one of Davar She'ena Miskavein. And at first glance, the fact that there's an Isser of inserting the Mitzchrayim and Zaisa on Shabbos sounds like we're bothered even by Dar Shein Miskavein, which is not like Rav Shimon. So the Gemara then says that even Rav Shimon agrees, by Psikresh of Liyamus, where the result is inevitable, that's not, there's no heter of Dar Shein Miskavein. So as far as the base question of Dar Shein Miskavein, we touched on this briefly in our Hakdamos, but that we know some Achlokas of Yehuda Rav Shimon, many places in Shas, for example, Beitza Kaf Gimel Amud Beis, and the classic case of Darshei Nuskavin that the Gemara talks about there, of Gorer Gravis Kalim, Gorer Kisei Mita Vesafsal, that if you hold that a Darvish Eidim Eskavim is a mutter, then you can drag a chair or a heavy piece of furniture over the ground on Shabbos without concern that you may come to violate a malacha by asiyas charetz. So that's the machlokas from Yehuda Rishimen, that according to Rishimen, Darvish Eidim Eskavim is mutter. According to Yehuda, Darvish Eidim Eskavim is aser. What's behind that? So we noted, I think in the Ardham as well, Rashi Bavakama, Kafav Amidbeis, that Darvish Eidim Eskavein, to the extent that Reb Shimon Aser is the Chisaron is one of, Darvish Eidim Eskavein, to the extent that Reb Shimon is Matir, is because there's a Chisaron of Melechas Machshavas, and Melechas Machshavas Aser Tovin comes to Melechas Shabbos. Tosus is bothered by that in Ksubas that payment based on Tavavim and Aleph that Darvish Eidim Eskavim is a call of Torah Kula Lach. It's not only limited to Shabbos. So if that's the case, then Melechas Machshavas shouldn't explain everything. So just to note, that's not our focus right now. And I guess we should also note in that context the position of the Shiltos. That Tosas quotes on Kuf Yud Amud Beis, Yibam Maskel Tamu Lomar, that the Shilta splits in Psak. That when we say Lacha Krib Shimon, the Dover Shadim Eskavim is Mutter, that's only when it comes to Shabbos, where Melechas Mach Shabbos Asa Torah. But we call the Torah Kula, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning Rabbi Shimon holds the Shita even. B'chol Torah Kula, independent of Lachas Mashavas. But Lahalacha, the Shilta splits the Psak, assumes that we pass in like Rib Shimon only when it comes to Shabbos because Lachas Mashavas has the Torah, but not B'chol Torah Kula. And Tosus disagrees, and Tosus assumes, as we assume Lahalacha, that we pass like Rib Shimon B'chol Torah Kula, not only in Melech Shabbos. Also, just to note, again, Maimar and Musker in terms of Shitos. When Rabbi Yehuda asers, is Rabbi Yehuda asering in the Torah, or is that only midrabana? So Rashi holds kuf kafal from beis yimaskol dilma, kuf kafal from beis yimaskol dilma, that Rabbi Yehuda only asers darvashen miskavein midrabanan, and Rashba and Ksubas disagrees. Rashba Ksubas heim beis assumes that according to Yehuda, Darvish Eidim Eskavein is aser min ha-Torah, and it's not a function of Melechas Machshavas because it's really a kol Torah kula lacha. Doesn't only apply to Shabbos. Fine. So lahalacha, you pass like Reb Shimon, the Ram passes like Reb Shimon, Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, and we have that in Shulchan Aruch, for example, Shin Lam Zayin. Sif Aleph, Shin Lam and Zayin Sif Aleph, Darvish Eid Miskavin Mutter, Vahu Shilo Yehei Psik Reshet, Hilkap Gar Adam Mita Kisav Sassel, Ding Dol Ning Tanim, Uluvad Shilo Yiskavin Lasas Klaritz, Umutter Larabi Sabayis, Kevin Shin Miskavin Lashvas Gumos, Ella Shilo Yala Avak. So as long as it's not a Psik Reshet, as long as the result is not inevitable, Darvish Eidim Eskavein is mutter on Shabbos. So that's the background to our sugya and Kuf Yud Aleph, that even according to Reb Shimon, that Darvish Eidim Eskavein is aser on Shabbos. It's also called Torah Kula, we're talking about Shabbos. Sorry, even according to Reb Shimon, that Darvish Eidim Eskavein is mutter. Reb Shimon agrees, if it's a Psik Reshet V'lo Yamos, if the result is not just a Darvish Eidim Eskavein, that you have no kavana for the result, but the result is inevitable, then it's going to be usher. So Shin Lam Vav Sif Gimel Mutter Leile Chagabi Yasavim Bein Lachem Bein Yuvashim Kevin She'enim Eskavim Lilosh. So just like you can be Gorer Kisei Mita V'Sasal V'Vashalei Eskavim Lassos Charitz if it's not a Zagreshe, you can walk on the grass even though it's possible that you may come to be tallish grass. Aval, ha'ochlin b'ganos asurim litzal yideim al asavim, but you can't wash your hands over the grass. Shemashkum asam afa b'shein miskavning miskavnim segreshehu. But to wash your hands over the grass is going to be a segreshet. And that's usur, even according to Reb Shimon. The Gemara has this on Kuf Kaf on the base as well, in the context of opening a door connected on the dura, in a situation where there's a segreshet that you're going to extinguish the fire. And we have that on Reish, in Reish Ayin Zayin Sif Beis. Reish Ayin Zayin Sif Beis. Asu Lefto HaKadel Sif HaGanam Dura Shei Krova Ksas Oladel Safilu Ein Shabal Ruch Mitsuya. Because that's a segreshe that is going to get extinguished in a Ruach Mitsuya. Yeah.
Is a segreshe going to get back to Daraisa for Mishim or just Rabbah?
You're saying if a darvish ein miskavin is aser min haTorah, which is the machlokas of Shalom, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a darvish ein miskavin is aser, that means aser min haTorah.
Right.
So not like Rashi, probably not like Tosos. So if you assume like the Rashi, whether we're talking about iser daraisa, so does psikreshe for Reb Shimon bring that to equilibrium with Rabbi Yehuda, that would be Aser Min HaTorah.
Right. You could have said Rabbi Shimon is more mafir when it's Sigresha even than Rabbi Yehuda.
No, the Gemara says Afil Rabbi Shimon Moda, so it sounds like they're on the same foot, right? Moda Rabbi Shimon Sigresha Liyamas. But you're asking, according to the Rashba, is that the same Deraisa as he says according to Rabbi Yehuda? They have to look at the Rashi very closely. I'm not sure. I think most assume not like the Rashba. And anyway,
I just think maybe it should depend on what the reasoning is for Darvish Ein Miskavin. If it's because it's a lack of Melechus Machshavas, so just because the result is automatically going to happen, that means that it's called Melechus Machshavas.
Well, we're saying, again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Darvish Ein Miskavin is, if he said it the Rashi, according to Yehuda, Darvish Ein Miskavin is Aser Min HaTorah, so then we're assuming that's not a Chisaron of Malachas not Shabbos, presumably, right?
But Rav Shimon thinks it is.
So you're saying it can't be that according to Rav Shimon, the fact that it's a segregation is going to compensate for the lack of luck in the shadows. Okay, I hear. Okay. So that brings us to the famous sheet of the Aruch, which comes up a little bit in our Tosfos on Kuf Yud Aleph, more so in the Tosfos in Ksuvos Davav, and more directly in Tosfos on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, Dira Maskil Lo Tzricha. Just take a look briefly at that Tosfos on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. So here, the Gemara is talking about a person that performs the various avodas karka on someone else's land, or at least that's Gemara's Yishuv, as to why, even according to Reb Shimon, that segregation of Lo Yamus is usher, that may not be the case, the Ka'avib are the Chavre, where you're doing this Malacha, the segregation in someone else's property. So what's the significance of the Avid Ba'ara de Chavre? Says Tosfos Perish Ba'aruch de Vipsigreshe de Lo Nichale Kigon de Ka'avid Ba'ara de Chavre. So even though Modi Vipshim Vipsigreshe Ve'lo Yamos, but that doesn't extend to Vipsigreshe Lo Nichale. That doesn't extend to Vipsigreshe where you have no interest in, well, let's not translate Lo Nichale yet, where it's where the resulting malach is Lo Nichale. You're doing this malacha in someone else's property that you don't care for.
Yeah,
I
just looked it up.
You're right, so Rambam says Chayiv, right?
And then the Sheet of Pagats is 60 of the same days. It says, according to Shem's on Minister Ram, because it's his name of Hashem's.
It's worth it as a sheet. I mean, according to Rashi and Tosfos, that Dovah Shem Miskavim is never more than an Isser Derabanan anyway. So presumably that should be the case according to Rav Shimon the Psikresha,
huh? Unless
he's in
the
Psikresha
turns it into meaning like part of the Rambam, there are most classes of Dovah Shem Miskavim.
Right. Okay.
And apparently it's also true that we have been around them where we get tax to show up a lot of symptoms on their body. And we haven't been around them since the Tendereza.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
the
Rambam.
Yeah,
okay, good. Okay. So, again, Tosfos here on the Afkuf Gimel quotes the position of the Aruch that even the mode of Shem Vipsik Reshe, that doesn't apply to Vipsik Reshe, Delo Nichale. Vihiter Benu Chavis Shepakakua Vipishta Lahasir Pekak, Vilinshak Menu Yayin Bishabis, Afapi Shalo Yefsha Shalo Yisla Kishamesa Pekak, Vipsik Reshe, Kame Donanet, Enonana, Biskita Zos, Shayai No Fila Aretz. Motor. That's the position of the Aruch that Pesik Reish Lo Nichale is motor, even if the result is inevitable, but if the result is Lo Nichale, that's motor. Veino Nira says Tosfos Deha Mapis Morse Alohasi Men Alicha Gemara and Kuf Zayin, that if you pop a pimple in order to remove the pus and Shabbos, haya aser, ilah mishum sari de gufa, afa pishen unena klal, bivinina pesach, venim eskavin klal, bivinina pesach, and akiva alma, and other rayas as well. And Tosis disagrees, and most Rishonim disagree with the Aruch. That even if Sekreshe de lo nichale is going to be aser. So just to know, there's a famous piece from Rabbi Chanan, Kovetz Shuvas Ksubas, Kovetz Shirim Ksubas Daf Yuches. What's the Machlokas, Tosos, and the Aruch? So Rabbi Chanan has that you can be mefarish shitas of Shimon, or you can be mefarish the fact that Shimon's mode of Ipsik Reshe in two ways. He says, if you look at it through the example of Nazir Chofef Ve'eno Sorek, that Nazir isn't allowed to comb his hair because combing his hair would be a Ipsik Reshe. So you can see that, you could see that in one of two ways. Either that if you know it's inevitable that by combing your hair you're going to be tolesh saros, so that's considered that you're mechavein to remove the hair. But in general, if it's a psik reshe, it's inevitable that hair will be removed. So you can't call that a darvish eidim eskavim because you know full well that the hair is going to be removed. If ki'ilu, you're mechavein for removing the hair. But if it's lo nichale, if you dafka don't want the hair removed, so then you're not going to call that mechavein. Because where you know it's going to happen and it's nichale to happen, so that's considered that you're mechavein for the result. But if it's lo nichale, you can't call that being mechavein to the result, even if it's inevitable. Or, ofen two, is that since it's inevitable that you're going to be tolish the hair, so then that talisha is bechlal, the srika bechlal, the koming. So as long as you have kavana for the koming, even if you don't have kavana for the talisha, that's considered that you have kavana for the talisha because it's all one package. And if that's the case, it doesn't make a difference whether it's nicha or not nicha. That's all definitional. So the Aruch will assume, the reason there's a difference between nichale and lo nichale is like the first side. That if you know it's inevitable that you're going to remove the hair, so that's ki'ilu, you're mechavin to remove the hair. But you can only say that you're mechavin to remove the hair if it's nichale. If it's no lo nichale, you can't call that being mechavin to remove the hair. But if we view it as all one package, that definitionally, if A is going to result in B, then having kavana for A is the same as having kavana for B. It's all one package. Then it doesn't make a difference if it's nichale or not. And that's the position of Tosfos and Rabbi Shonim. That's where Rabbi Chanan presents it. Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't the Aruch in Tosar Kuf Gimel sound like it's not that you daft don't want it, that you don't care about it?
Yeah, that's why I said I don't want to define Lodi Chaleya.
I mean, would you go to the Seder B'chanan's piece? It would be harder to say like the same thing, but if you don't want it, then I mean, if you didn't care about it at all, then somehow that also means that you didn't have Kavanah. Because you knew it was going to happen.
Why? Why can you still say that?
I mean,
what I didn't want to be misyachis to yet is whether lo ichbas leis b'chlal lo nichalei, or lo nichalei is dafka lack of nichusa, but you could, I think you could say it either way. I think Rebbe Chana works either way. Okay. Maybe we'll stop here today. So next time, Yirtzeh Hashem, we'll just briefly try to finish up some of the background of Pesach Reisha here with the Aruch. We'll briefly just mention Reb Chaim, who thinks that the Rambam holds like the Aruch. If you want to take a look, it's Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Zayin. We'll talk a little bit about Lo Ichbaslei and whether Lo Ichbaslei is the same as Lo Nichalei. And then... excuse me, bring it back to what we have in Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud Ches of the Mesachray and the Zaisa case. And then we'll move on to talk about Meladein on its own. I sent you those marmakomos. We'll probably have two shiurim on Meladein and then come back and talk about Chaliva and then move on from there. So the marmakomos you have should last through next week and probably the beginning of the following week. Okay, so we'll meet again on Sunday, Rosh Hashanah.